Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Reach or Miss, Episode 7. I've been waiting for this guest and I'm so excited to have here with me today, John Lee Domas. John is the host of EO Fire, an award-winning podcast where he interviews today's most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. JLD has grown EO Fire into a multi-million dollar a year business with over 1,500 interviews and 1.5 million monthly listens. He is the author of the Freedom Journal and the Mastery Journal, two of the most funded publishing campaigns of all time on Kickstarter. And all the magic happens at eofire.com. Hey, John.
I'm fired up to be here with you, Hayut. Let's do this.
Let's do it. And let's dive on right to the first question I want to ask you. And I wanted to ask you for your best advice about approaching the customers. What are your concepts or beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should approach its customers? And give your best advice for their or our listeners' customer approach.
Okay, I feel like for a customer approach, number one, you need to know who your perfect customer is, that ideal customer, that avatar. And once you know who that person is, you can then start creating free, valuable, and consistent content for that person. Once you created that free, valuable, and consistent content for that person, you want to make sure you're getting it in front of them. So you need to find them and make sure that you're putting that content in front of them. And of course, they'll be attracted to that content because, again, you're creating it for them specifically. And then once you have the opportunity to get in front of them, meaning asking them a question, sending them an email newsletter or a social media message, you have to ask the question, what are you struggling with? And so then you can start to understand your customers, your ideal customers, what their pain points, obstacles, challenges, and struggles are, so that you, the person that, by the way, has been delivering free, valuable, and consistent content, you can provide the solution in the form of a product, a service, or a community. So if you go about it in the right way, you're not just somebody pitching them something. No, you're somebody that's already provided them value, who they are growing to know, like, and trust, who asked them what they're struggling with, who listened to them as they shared their pain points, and then who now is saying, hey, you told me that you're struggling with this. Here's the solution. I would love to offer it to you. Here it is. That's the best way to approach customers.
Wow. And you've been with customers for quite a while, few years already, and I know you had a lot of successes, and we'll get to that, but what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers, the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most? Can you tell us about this?
This was a large mistake that I made that I have not replicated since because it was a big waste of time, energy, effort, and money. It goes back to 2013 when I had a lot of people saying, John, I love your podcast. Like, I'd love to create my own podcast in my own industry or niche. And me saying, well, what should I do? How would I create an entire platform that I will create other people's podcasts for them? I'll host their shows. I'll edit their podcasts. I'll create their show notes. I'll do it all, you know, for just a couple hundred bucks a month. And I thought that it was going to be a no-brainer. In fact, I called it Pod Platform. And everybody that I ran the idea by were like, John, that's a great idea. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. And I went out, hired the virtual assistants, built a team, you know, got the hosting ready, and everything was prepped. And then I launched, and only one person signed up for the service.
Wow.
And luckily, it was the perfect number because, and I say that because if I had zero people that signed up, I might have tried to relaunch and done it again. Or if I had 100 people sign up, I would have been really obligated to those 100 people because a lot of people would have put their trust in me. Fortunately, again, in hindsight, only one person signed up, which quickly led me to realize that, wow, I don't want to be in this business because I don't want to be editing people's shows and uploading their intros and outros and hosting it for them and doing all the things that it takes to essentially run a podcast, but running somebody else's podcast. And I was then able to go back to just the one person and say, listen, I'm sorry. Here's your money back. This is just not the type of business that I want to run. So instead of, you know, having to either go to 100 people or think or not even know that I didn't want to run that business because zero people signed up. Fortunately, one person signed up and showed me this is not what I want to do. But I wasted so much time, so much energy, so much money finding that out when I could have said, hey, everybody's telling me they want this. Before I actually go out and create this and hire people and train and all this, let's actually have people put their money where their mouth is and invest in this product before it exists. And I did that a few months later with Podcasters Paradise, and that concept really caught on. I had 50 people sign up before we launched, which made me realize that, wow, I can really turn this into something. And, you know, and now fast forward to today, Podcasters Paradise has over 3,000 members, over $4 million in revenue, all because I went about it in a different way.
You sure did, because I enjoy Podcasters Paradise so much. It's such a tool. Of course. Everything you teach me, I use. And I just wanted to ask you, how long did you wait to see how many people are going to join you?
I did the whole launch, you know, so it was like a week launch, and I opened the cart, and I, you know, pushed it hard and went throughout the week, and then I closed the cart, and, you know, so it was like a whole launch sequence that I kind of went through. And when just the one person signed up, I said, you know what? This just isn't something that seems to be catching on. And then when I started doing the work, I was like, and this is not work that I want to be doing. So that made me realize I needed to pivot fast.
Knowing to shut down something, knowing that something doesn't succeed, it's really a gift as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Now I want to ask you about your biggest success. And tell us about your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus or something you did right about approaching your customers.
Well, I did share briefly Podcasters Paradise, so I won't go back there, but that was a huge one. But another one that's very comparable success-wise would be the Freedom Journal. And the Freedom Journal was something that's, you know, I kind of had in the back of my mind for a while because my audience kept asking me, John, how do we set and accomplish goals? Like we hear you talk about goals all the time on EO Fire, but how do you do that? And I decided to create a resource and a guide that would walk people through the setting and accomplishing of their number one goal in 100 days. And I turned that into the physical faux leather, gold embossed journal and called it the Freedom Journal. And, you know, I wanted, again, to prove the concept so that I knew that people really wanted this. So, you know, I essentially approached a handful of people and said, hey, is this something that you would actually want and use, a physical journal to guide you in accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days? And when people said yes, I'd say, well, listen, when I make it, you know, when I actually create this, it's going to be $40. But you can lock yours in right now for $20. And, you know, if you do, then that's going to show me that you really do want something like this. And if nobody was willing to cough up $20 for something that didn't exist yet, but would in the future, that, by the way, would cost twice as much, then I would have known that it was not a big enough pain point. But people really wanted it. They were happy to fork over $20 for the future physical hardcover journal, Freedom Journal. And it made me realize, wow, this is something. Okay. By the way, I kept all the money because, you know, that's part of the thing. You got to make it real. And then I went and created the journal and then, of course, distributed the first copies off the press to the first backers and then just continued to see how I could improve it and make it better. And I launched it via Kickstarter in January of 2016 to great acclaim, selling over $453,000 worth of journals in just 33 days.
Wow. I want to ask you, can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that's related to customer focus, marketing, or sales?
I'm going to go in a different direction than probably a lot of your guests go. I'm going to talk about Schedule Once. Schedule Once is a scheduling calendar tool that I use that I think is incredible for a customer approach, because I truly believe that we should be having as many one-on-one conversations with our customers and potential customers as possible, because talking one-on-one is not scalable, is not leverageable. But if we want to gain information and knowledge that is scalable, that is leverageable, then we need to do things that don't scale. And sometimes things that don't scale are things like having that one-on-one conversation where you can get that one piece of information, that one piece of knowledge that can change everything. So I like to use a tool like Schedule Once just to schedule quick back-to-back 5-minute calls with people. And I just, at the top, I say, listen, I only have 5 minutes to talk today, so I want to make the most of this, but I have a couple questions I'd love to go through. Thank you for your time. And then I dive right into it and I make the most of that. So, I think Schedule Once is a great tool to allow me to connect with my customers in a meaningful and powerful way.
I want to jump and ask you, what is the one thing you are most fired up about today? What is the something that excited you most?
I'd say right now, what excites me the most is the current project that I'm working on. And that project is called How to Finally Win. It's my first traditionally published book. After writing 2 successful journals, I'm really excited to now write an actual book. And I'm pretty fired up about the topic because I recognize, as the host of Entrepreneur on Fire, that a lot of my listeners are struggling because they don't want to lose. They're scared of losing. They're tired of losing. And my whole point with this book is that it's not about how not to lose. I lose every single day, me. But it's because I lose that I know that I'm progressing and that I'm overall succeeding in life, because we learn from our losses. We learn from our failures. And in fact, when I don't lose for a few days in a row, I know something's wrong and I push the envelope even more. So it's not about how not to lose. It's about how to finally win. And that win is singular. It really is. Like, if you can just get one big win, you can start a chain reaction of awesome. For me, my one big win was EO Fire. That was a launching of a daily podcast, and all the successes that we've been talking about, Paradise, Freedom Journal, Master Journal, fill in the blanks, like, it's all come from that one win. So what is that one win that you can have that starts your chain reaction of awesome? And I'm really excited about the book. The tagline is create your dream life one step at a time. And every chapter is just another step for you to go on to create that dream life that you want.
Sounds great. When is it going to be published?
I'm thinking September of 2017. Got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to do. And there are many things always that affect success. I want to end and ask you about your key success factor.
I would say that in a nutshell would be my investing in myself through mentors, through masterminds, because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I didn't know a lot about podcasting, but I knew that if I was willing to invest in myself with the right mentors, surround myself with the right people via a mastermind, that I was going to be able to give myself the best opportunity to succeed. So, I had to do it, just like you. Hey, you've invested in yourself in many areas and you're deriving the success from those investments. It's people that are not willing to invest both financially and time-wise, because it's not always just about investing money. It's about investing your time as well. And those people that aren't willing to invest in themselves with those two things are going to have a lot harder road than people that are. And so for me, investing in myself with the mentors, with the masterminds, with the communities, with the conferences, it's been everything.
I couldn't agree more, and I think the issue is to know to invest in yourself also after 30 years or 20 years or 10 years that you're in the business, and there's so much for us to study and learn.
Yeah.
And thank you for having so much things I can learn from you and from EO Fire. It's really exciting me, and I would like to thank you, John, and I would like to hope you will be a guest a few years from now, and we will hear about your new project because you are on fire.
Well, I would love to come and be a guest. You know, it was great meeting you in person. I look forward to the next time that we do so. And best of luck with everything that you have going on, and congrats on your current success.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you. And for you, our listeners, until next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and visions. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.